This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. A contradiction between the U.S. president and the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention director. Dr. Robert Redfield told a U.S. Senate committee that a COVID-19 vaccine could be made generally available to the American public in the second or third quarter of next year. However, in a news conference later in the day, President Donald Trump said the doctor made a mistake saying that, adding, "That's just incorrect. And under no circumstances will it be as late as the doctor said." The president has said frequently he believes a vaccine will be ready in the next couple weeks in time for the November presidential election. The European Parliament weighed in on Belarus Thursday in a strong way. The legislative body saying Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko should no longer be recognized as president starting in November when his term expires. The European Parliament also called on the European Union to impose economic sanctions on Lukashenko. The statement is an overwhelming show of support for pro-democracy protesters in Belarus, who have rejected the results of the August election where Lukashenko said he won. Protesters and pro-democracy leaders say the election was rigged. While the European Parliament's vote is not legally binding, it carries political weight and can influence how the EU invests in Belarus or grants financial support. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's team says he was possibly poisoned with a nerve agent linked to a water bottle. They said an empty water bottle from his hotel room in the Siberian city of Tomsk had a Novichok nerve agent on it. It was initially believed Navalny was poisoned at an airport. You can read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits last week fell as compared to the week before, but the figure remains incredibly high. Initial claims for state unemployment benefits last week were 860,000. They were 893,000 the week before that. Claims are more than four times their level at the beginning of the year due to the coronavirus pandemic. Asian markets sustained losses across the board Thursday after the U.S. Federal Reserve failed to offer a new pandemic economic stimulus plan. And Europe was off to a rough start for its trading day. Wednesday's announcement by Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell that interest rates would remain near zero until at least 2023, while offering no additional stimulus measure, shook the U.S. indexes. U.S. presidential candidate Joe Biden sending a message to the U.K. Biden saying Britain must honor the Northern Irish peace deal as it leaves the European Union, or there will be no U.S. trade deal. Biden saying in a tweet, "We can't allow the Good Friday Agreement that brought peace to Northern Ireland become a casualty of Brexit." He added that any trade deal between the U.S. and U.K. must be contingent upon respect for the agreement and preventing the return of a hard border. Prime Minister Boris Johnson unveiled legislation that would break parts of the Brexit divorce treaty relating to Northern Ireland, blaming the EU for putting a revolver on the table in trade talks and trying to divide up the United Kingdom. The EU says any breach of the Brexit treaty could sink trade talks and propel the United Kingdom toward a messy exit. Austria is now limiting private indoor gatherings to 10 people as COVID-19 cases rise. Chancellor Sebastian Kurz made the announcement Thursday, a day after Germany issued a travel warning for Vienna. Kurz said the restrictions will hopefully prevent a second lockdown. He said Monday restaurants and bars could only serve seated customers and extended masking requirements to markets. U.S. Undersecretary of State Keith Kroc is due to arrive in Taiwan on Thursday afternoon in the highest level visit by a State Department official to the island in decades. Kroc is expected to meet with President Tsai Ing-wen during the visit and participate in a trade and economic dialogue. The visit is the second high-level U.S. visit in 2 months, following U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar's visit last month. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.